Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. New month. New morning show, I guess you could say. I don't know. Again, I think there's going to be crackling and popping in this episode again. I already know there's going to be because the right audio channel is looking a little bit crackling. So, I do have a new headset coming from Amazon real soon, so, obviously, so, hopefully that'll work a little bit better than this one, because I think the mic, boom mic on this, is on its last legs. I don't know if it is or not, but we'll just hope for the best and try it out anyway. But anyway, we are going to go ahead and get some weather reports. I just got to figure out where the machine is at. I know you're here somewhere. If it goes this one. Yeah, let's just load this one up, I guess. Alright. You can tell by its jungle scheme, it just loaded up. Live weather forecast. I didn't load any of this up, by the way, so I have to load up manually, so you're gonna have to give me some time. I really didn't come prepared. Luckily, the current conditions are working this time. Yesterday, it wasn't for some reason. That was very interesting, so I had to read the weather before Pokemon sleep. But anyway, latest report for Wednesday is 44 degrees Fahrenheit, wind southeast at 6 miles per hour, relative humidity is 85%, barometric pressure is 30.24 inches. Later today, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 47, a low of 41. Thursday will be cloudy with a high of 59, a low of 48. On Thursday, that is. And on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be all rain. On Friday, it'll be 49. On Saturday, it'll be 45. And on Sunday, it'll be 49. For the high, that is. And for the low, it'll be 48 for Friday. The low for 42 on Saturday. And on Sunday, the low is 47. So, there you go. That's the weather. Yeah. It has some cool sound effects, obviously. I think I extract them from a Windows 95 or 98 VM, I think. I don't know. Anyway, kind of on a tangent there, did I? Anyway, another thing I want to discuss is, I forget what it was, Oh yeah, today is Wednesday Night Trivia at Two Old's Tap Room. But also, I have this O&A thing today as well, which is ridiculous. But we gotta get out of the way as well, guys. It just is what it is. And I don't really like to talk too much about it because of HIPAA reasons. Because, again, it's personal. So there you go. I would like to discuss about Wednesday Night Trivia, though. I forget what the round three is going to be. I remember taping it, though. And I did tape it, actually, last week. I just haven't uploaded it online yet, which I probably should get to. I might just do a doubleheader today or tonight or tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what else I can talk about. Another thing I wanted to talk about is that the tablet that we might end up playing on Jesse Wild 223 might not end up happening because that tablet, for some reason, just keeps boot looping. It just doesn't want to work. Every time I try to set it down, it tries to turn itself off. It does not want to turn itself off. It just turns itself off. And even when I try to power it off and try to stay it off, it says, screw you, we're staying on. Or turn it back on. It's like it has a mind of its own. It's ridiculous. In fact, I want to see if this thing is actually has been on all night long. Yep, it's been on all this time. Oh, yeah, there it goes. On, powered by Android. You see, this is why I usually prefer iOS or iPhones in general. Yes, my phone is cracked. I will admit that. But at least the power button and everything fucking... I'll have to bleep that out, by the way. At least it works. I do apologize for my language earlier. Again, this is why I usually prefer Apple now. My experience with Android has been terrible now. So yeah, we'll definitely not be playing as Jesse Wild today, guys, unfortunately. You see, this is why I usually prefer iPhones in general now. And I was so happy that we got to play as Jesse Wild for the last month, but now I'm probably going to be starting taunting myself for seeing yellow torch for us again. But then again, red and blue were torch. But then again, for yesterday, blue was pretty busy, so there you go. Or maybe it was yellow, who knows. Anyway, let's just feed a commercial. And but again, if you want a working device, get a freaking iPhone. Just, or iPad or whatever. Do not get Android. That's just my opinion on the matter. Anyway, let's park commercial and now. We're all right here. Let's just do it. Let's put the two wolves one in since I was talking about trivia earlier. But yeah, I just absolutely despise Android now. I would not recommend it to anyone now. In fact, yeah. It's an absolute crap bulb. I would not recommend it whatsoever. Yeah. Nothing. I would not recommend it at all, guys. Do not use Android. This is pretty much becoming a segment where I just rant and rave at it. Pretty much, yeah. Oh my god. When I turn into Linus or something. Pretty much. Anyway, anyway, I guess coming up in the next segment, we're just gonna, first, we're going to play Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, and then DNC, Cake by the Ocean. And after that, I guess, is, I don't know, Food Talk or TMZ Celebrity News. I think we'll do TMZ Celebrity News at 8:20 a.m. for a change. How about that? I just want to switch it up a little bit for a change, just because I want to, and that's just how I feel, so there you go. But I still have, like, less than a minute to talk with you guys before I have to go off. But yeah, but coming up, after the commercial break of the music, is, I'm pretty sure it will be TMZ Celebrity News. Sounds about right. So there you go. Anyway, there's an ant there. Interesting. Anyway, I guess coming up is TMZ Celebrity News at 8:20 a.m. So stay tuned more to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with me, Jesse Hackinson. Wah! We'll be right back right after this. Remember, do not get Android. Get iOS. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Cake by the Ocean by DNC and Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, let's pull up TMZ now, because, yeah. Alright, TMZ.com. Here we go. TMZ Celebrity News Entertainment News at TMZ.com. Yep, okay. Caitlyn Jenner is a deport pro and Palestine LGBT protesters. Okay, you know what? I'm just skipping this. Alright, let's read about Taylor Swift instead. Roasting Travis Kelce over the catchphrase, according to the lip reader. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are out of the honeymoon phase and into the much more real "you're so annoying" phase of their relationship, as she's seemingly cringing at whether of her BF's boyfriend's frequent antics. Now, as we reported, Taylor and Travis stepped out in Las Vegas for Patrick Mahomes' charity event over the weekend and put on a loved-up display. However, one moment from the event is making the rounds online, highlighting how the Grammy winner was seemingly less than impressed during one cringe event for Trav. Deaf girl lip reads Taylor Swift and Mahomes gala. That again. When the tight end took the event stage and yelled, "Sing Viva Las Vegas" into a microphone, Taylor appeared to say, "That again, I can't do it." This according to expert lip reader Jackie Gonzalez. Let's read more. Well, we don't want to read more on Instagram. I'll read more on TMZ, not Instagram, you dummy. When the tight end took the event stage and yelled, saying, "Wait, we already read that. What am I thinking?" Anyway, however, Jackie clarified her caption, "Lip reading is not a reliable form of communication. All statements are alleged," so she's leaving some wiggle room for error. But she seems pretty spot on to us, after all. Plus, it would totally make sense for Taylor to have that reaction, as it was far from the first time Travis has channeled the Elvis Presley classic song. He previously belted out Viva Las Vegas after the Kansas City Chiefs took home the Vince Lombardi Trophy at Super Bowl 53, the game that was played in Sin City. Yep, that's right, folks. But still, the moment wasn't enough to give Taylor the ick, as the couple happily packed on the PDA, the charity event. Remember, Travis went viral after showering Taylor's shoulder with kisses, and for referring to the singer as his significant other while on stage. Taylor Swift generously donated the Patrick's Foundation, offering up 4 Eras Tour tickets to the auction, which unsurprisingly brought in $80,000. Well, yeah, $20,000 each, but you get the picture. But anyway, and to be clear, no one's saying that Taylor's reaction spells trouble in paradise, or like a cruel summer. In fact, it shows she and Travis are just getting real like the rest of us. And by the way, I threw that cruel summer part in, by the way. If you take away the billions, the private jets, and the multiple mansions, yeah, just like us, really. Yeah, I know you're here, Christopher. Thank you. I hope you heard that on air. Anyway, I hope we have time for one more story. Demi Moore, leopard print, bikini on vacay, upstages 3 daughters. Demi Moore has still got it, after all, as she put her banging body on display in a little leopard print bikini for a sweet video with her fam, and she kind of looked the best out of everyone, after all. The actress, who's 61, by the way, who's uploaded a playful video to Instagram Tuesday, which featured her with her 3 daughters, Tallulah, Scout, and Werner Willis, on some kind of family vacay, apparently. They all got in bathing suits. But all eyes were on Demi's incredible figure, after all. Yeah, we're not doing that. Demi is initially seen wearing regular clothes before running off screen and reappearing outside an itty-bitty two-piece. Demi looks ageless after all, posing her fit physique in the sand. Should we read more, guys? What the heck? Let's just do it. Alright, Demi is initially seen wearing regular clothes before running off. Oh my god, we already read that. What the heck? Anyway, Demi Moore is soon joined by her adult daughters, as well as her granddaughter, Luetta. Well, the Olua sisters all look stunning in bikinis of their own. Their famous mom ends up being a runaway standout, who had fans clamoring for more. The family appears to be in good spirits, despite dealing with Patrick Bruce Willis's ongoing health battles. And as you know, Bruce's family announced he'd been diagnosed with dementia after previously being diagnosed with aphasia. He's taken a step back from the limelight with his wife, Emma Heming Willis, regularly issuing updates on his health on social media. We know Demi and the girls gave his back, and have his back, and they're gonna keep things light on their end amid all that. Good looking bunch right there, after all. Alright, what's the last story? Actually, you know, let's just stop it here, what the heck. Anyway, category, commercials, there we go, okay. Okay, let's just put this one in. My mouth is really dry for some reason. Put an 80s song in this time. We'll put in, how about we put in, Dead or Alive? You Spin Me Round Like a Record. How about that? Okay, there we go. I'll go back to the 2010s again. Have to put a 4-minute one in, though. Why, like, things itching for some reason? That's interesting. What we got here, that we can play, this movie round's only like 3 minutes, so I want to play like a 4-minute song, how about Born This Way? I think that might work, guys. We'll see what happens. I still got like a minute and a half left, almost, so we'll have to see what happens, guys. It's a pretty short break, but then I'm gonna play more like 1 minute, 1 minute, half, so there you go. Next segment that's coming up is Food Talk, by the way. Since I didn't do it at 8:20, we're just going to do it at 8:40 instead, as a result. Not like I really want to, but that's just how it is. But again, I wanted to change things up a little bit for a change, so there you go. Anyway, let me just stir this hot chocolate up. It's probably too late now, but, might as well do the rest really quick. I'll have the opportunity to. I made some hot chocolate because my mouth was dry earlier. It still is. There we go. I guess that's good enough. Anyway, coming up is Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round Like a Record, and Lady Gaga, Born This Way. That should work. Yeah, it will. Anyway, coming up is Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round Like a Record, and Lady Gaga, Born This Way. Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be coming up. Don't go away with Food Talk. Don't go away. Yep. That was Born This Way by Lady Gaga. Their song was, oh yeah, You Spin Me Round Like a Record. By, oh man, who was it? Oh, I'm thinking it's Eurythmics, but it wasn't. It was, yeah, Dead or Alive. Okay, there we go. Anyway, enough said. Let's go ahead and move on to Food Talk now, guys. Simple as that. We're just gonna explore more, guys. We're just gonna do, the Simple Zach Community Picks. Let's see, our 75 top-rated recipes of all time. Let's see them all. Here we go. Ground beef stuffed bell peppers with cheese. I don't know if I read this before, but we'll go ahead and read anyway. We had these not too long ago, and we both decided that they needed a little more seasoning. We put a little hot pepper sauce on them, and they were much better. I would probably include 2 teaspoons of the meat mix the next time that I make them, though, really. I don't know if I've read this, but it is the editor's pick, though. I will admit that. It's ready in 50 minutes, it yields 6 peppers, there's 9 ingredients, and it serves free. Here's what you'll need. You'll need 6 large green peppers, 1 pound of beef that's ground, 1/2 cup of onion that's chopped, 1 16-ounce can of tomatoes that's diced, 1/2 cup of long grain rice. Any favorite rice is fine. But however, though, it may depend on the effect in cooking time, though. Just be aware of that. You'll also need 1 cup of water, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of Worcester sauce, I think that's how it's pronounced, I don't know, whatever. And finally, you'll need 1 cup of cheddar cheese that's shredded. It's about 4 ounces, and it's pretty sweaty in here. Pretty hot, I should say. Anyway, here's the directions. We'll move on to the first step. First, you want to cut off the tops of the green peppers and discard the seeds and membranes. I think I've read this before. I could be wrong, though. But we'll read it anyway. We got enough to lose. After that, second, you want to chop enough of the tops to make 1/4 cup. It says side. After that, you want to cook the whole green peppers uncovered in boiling water for about 5 minutes. Invert it to drain well. After that, sprinkle the insides of the peppers lightly with salt. After that, in a skillet, cook ground beef, onion, and 1/4 cup of chopped pepper until the meat is browned and the vegetables are tender. Drain off the excess fat. Add the drained tomatoes, salt, Worcester sauce, and a dash of pepper. Even though I didn't mention the ingredients, but whatever. In a separate pot, put the water, bring to a boil, and add the rice cook until the rice is soft. And if needed, add more water. After that, add the rice to the beef mixture. After that, stir in the cheese. Stuff the peppers with a meat mixture, and place in a 10x6x2 baking dish. After that, bake, covered in a 350-degree oven for 30 minutes. Finally, in the last 5 minutes, adding remaining cheese to the top of the peppers. So there you go. That is ground beef stuffed green bell peppers with cheese. Simple as that. That's an editor's pick, by the way. Let's read one more recipe. Stovetop macaroni and cheese. Again, a lot of these are editor's picks. Easy stovetop macaroni and cheese. An easy way to do macaroni and cheese when there is little time until dinner, no baking required. Simple as that. And there's a video, which I'm not going to play, but oh well. It's ready in 30 minutes. It serves 6. There's 7 ingredients. Here's what you'll need. You'll need 16 ounces of elbow macaroni, 1/4 cup of butter, 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 dash of black pepper, 2 cups of milk that's warmed, and 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese or 8 ounces of shredded cheddar cheese, whichever you prefer. Here are directions. There's 5 steps. First, you want to cook the macaroni according to the package directions. After that, in a medium saucepan, melt the butter over medium heat, stir in the flour, and cook for 3 to 5 minutes, stirring in constantly to form a roux. add the salt and pepper, slowly add milk, and stir in well after each addition. Cook and stir until bubbly. Stir in cheese a small amount at a time until fully melted, that is. Drain the macaroni and add the cheese sauce and stir to coat. Simple as that. And this was submitted by Marie from Fairport, New York. I live in upstate New York. I am retired and now have time to enjoy my children. My grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So in other words, she's pretty old then. Yep. Alright, we'll close these off and we'll just get out of that. I know it's still early, but better safe than sorry. We at least read two recipes, so that's good. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be playing Pokemon Go. But keep in mind, though, we're only going to be able to play as my JesseHack95 account. So, yeah, that's very unfortunate, guys. But, oh well, but it is what it is. I mean, I guess I could try to get the tablet working. But that tablet is just really on its last legs. It just, the power button is really on boot-loop. So I don't know what to do now. I'm thinking maybe it's just time to let it go now. But anyway, there you go. Alright, I already know what I'm gonna put in for music, obviously. And you probably already knew this. It's gonna be Safe and Sound by Capital Cities. And after that, it's going to be Gote, Somebody I Used to Know, featuring Kimbra. And I think, in theory, these songs are from Pokemon. Alright, this one is. Is the other one is? Yes, it is. So, yeah, we are gonna be in for a real treat, guys. We got two songs from Pokemon-themed albums. Sort of, I guess you could say. And after that, we're going to play Pokemon Go. And I believe, there you go. But yeah, coming up at 9 a.m, we're going to play Pokemon Go. But just for this out, just as JesseHack95, so yeah, I'm very disappointed that tablet is just not working. Again, if you want something working, just get an iOS device from Apple. It's just not worth it. I just can't stand these devices any longer, Android devices any longer. They just don't really work that well. My experience with them are crap. They are crap. So there you go. But anyway, like I said, coming up at 9 a.m. is Pokemon Go. So there you go. And if need to be, I guess I could sign out my account and just sign in Jesse Wild on my phone temporarily. But I don't really feel like doing that, though. But, I mean, I guess I could, but that's just really a waste of time, guys. So, there you go. But we'll just have to hope for the best and see what happens. Okay, I do apologize for all the crackling and popping in this episode. So, okay, I will be super excited when that headset from Amazon comes. Hopefully, it'll work better. Anyway, coming up at 9 a.m., Pokemon Go. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Somebody I Used to Know featuring Kimbra by Gote and Safe and Sound Capital Cities right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. It is now time for Pokemon Go. Should be loading up momentarily now. There we go. Just getting frozen there for some reason. Okay, Chansey returned. Yeah, let's just heal him up. Even though it doesn't make any difference though, but eh, who cares? We'll do it anyway, what the heck. Let's just leave Sylvie on. And not you. I wanted to go to I want Hyjerion! Dang it! There we go. That's better. That's better. And I think there's one more there, I think. Got to those of Skymori. There we go. That's what I wanted. There we go. I guess that's good enough. Check the other ones. Okay, we still have Luxray and Paimon. So that means Birch Park and wherever Paimon is. Let's take a look at Luxray. Oh, never mind. Freight in progress. You. Oh well, let's try Paimon then. Okay, we can do this one at least. I heard a click there for some reason. I think that was the lever channel refreshing. Okay, we'll just heal me and Lou for now. I don't know who's in that Birch Park right now, because obviously, yeah, I don't really care. Okay, Paimon needs some attention. I already fed you, nice try. Anyway, there's a raiding happening at Seventh Day Adventist Church, but I don't think I'm there right now, but let me check. Yep, there's only one Pokemon there. It's just Stenche and her good old shiny Heracross. I do have a shiny Heracross too. I can't show you, but I can at least actually, it's my most strongest. Actually, I stand corrected. It was Struggle Bug and Rock Blast. It was caught at Mega Raid. Look at all this Heracross Mega Energy I have. Like 3,125. That's crazy. I did participate in that Heracross Mega Raid event, by the way. I had to pay like $5 for it, but it was worth it. I'm glad I did, actually, because a lot of people were participating in it. In fact, there was this woman here in her little Chevy truck, actually, that helped us out not only with the Heracross Raid, but also helped us out with the Entei Raid as well, which, believe it or not, as I have recalled, are local raids, because they're shadow raids. And, I can't show you, because, again, this is radio, not TV, but I can at least tell you it. I can also play It's Cry, too, listen. At least I think this is the one well, that's the one caught during the Bellsprout event. It's this one I caught during the, Mega Raid, but, yeah, close enough. But listen, that's Entei's Cry, but yeah, you get the picture. What I did was I cheated and used rare candies to, purify. I had enough Stardust, but the problem is, you have to have a lot of Stardust, and, I only have, like, 145,000 Stardust now. I must use a lot to power up my Pokemon now. I still got quite a bit, but not as much as I had before. Anyway, let me check my streak really quick. Yeah, I know Luxray's not healed, but he's just gonna have to suck it up and deal with it, because obviously there's a raid there right now. We got like 5 minutes left until the break, until we have, well, technically three, but you get the picture. Let's just go ahead and catch Bellsprout really quick. It's being a little bit slow for some reason. That's very interesting. I haven't seen it do this before on my phone. I don't know if it's because of the update I did. Because remember, I did the iOS update, so it might be a little bit slower now, but I've never seen it do that before on iOS. That's very interesting. It looks like I'll achieve the 7-day streak on Thursday and not Friday, so I don't know what's up with that either. And I also got 908 Bellsprout candies, so yeah, that was pretty interesting. The 0-star Bellsprout. I just need extra candy from me anyway. Let's just throw it away. course, Old Mill is yellow, duh, but no big deal, I don't really care. Don't think I was in it anyway. Old Mill's usually a mix of yellow during the nighttime and blue during the daytime, so there you go. And sometimes it can be yellow most of the time, it just depends. Oh, look at this. This is different. Tadbulb. You know what? Let's catch it. What the heck? Maybe it'll cooperate if I give it a raspberry. But it doesn't look too promising, though. Nope, we got it. Never mind. Alright. Was it worth? Nothing. Okay. Bye-bye. I don't have its second form now, but do I have, a freeze-starred tadpole, though, I wonder? Yeah, I think I do. I still need more candy, though, but I think I can cheat my way around that, though. Yeah, I think I can cheat my way around that. But anyway, that's Pokemon Go, guys. I think there's one more Pokemon we can catch before we conclude it here. Yeah, might as well just give it this candy bear because of how friggin' weak it is. And once we catch this Pokemon, we'll probably just end up throwing it away. I'll check its IVs just to be sure. We'll have to complete a field mission. Yep, that's what I thought. Okay, there we go. We'll just get out of that. And there we go, that's Pokemon Go. We just did the typical stuff. Could have healed Luxray, but we couldn't because there was a rate of progress. Anyway, we'll just go ahead and put our ad break in. Simple as that. There you go. And I think at 9:20 a.m. we are going to do Pokemon Sleep. How about that? I did track my sleep last night, FY. So there you go. Alright, music. We got music here. Let's play Britney Spears' Stronger. It's a 3-minute song, and then we'll play a 2010 song. Probably something that's like almost 4 minutes. Let's see what we got here. Get Lucky by Daft Punk. That might work. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I still got a little bit of time left to talk to you guys. But like I said, it coming up at 9:20 a.m. will be Pokemon Sleep at 9:20 a.m. And I forget when that raid ends. Well, it'll probably end around 9:30 a.m. But maybe I can heal Luxray by that point. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll probably just end up healing him once the morning show's... as soon as the morning show's over with. At that point, it's guaranteed that the raid will be over with by then. But anyway, coming up at 9:20 a.m. is Pokemon Sleep. And yes, I did track my sleep. Again, I already said that, but who cares? But anyway, like I said, Pokemon Sleep coming up at 9:20 a.m. You're listening to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. You're in the heart of Dallas, I guess you could say. We'll be right back right after this with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Get Lucky by Daft Punk, and the other song was Stronger by Britney Spears right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, we're now going to move on to Pokemon Sleep, so here we go. Anyway, yeah, there you go. Is my door closed all the way? Doesn't look like it is. That's very interesting. Let me fix that. There we go. Sorry about that. I just didn't really want to do all that crap. Anyway, let's go ahead and start. Yes, we want to synchronize the... whatever that is. Yep. Alright, let's go ahead and do it. Let's see how bad we wreck this thing. Long, heavy sleep. Only got 6 hours, dang it. Oh, it didn't even... Oh, that's so annoying. I didn't go to bed till 11:05. No award sent for me. Oh, that's so annoying. Alright, just gotta read this then. Looks like you had 26% more slumbering type sleep than was typical in your bathing. Not gonna really care. The drowsy power went up though, that's a good sign. Since there's no event going on, I just went back to Tapu Hala. For obvious reasons. And yes, I did not put any incense out, so no one's gonna be able to befriend me, but again, I don't really care. Just your typical Pokemon here. Well, you have a new sleep style. I'll save it for last. It's called Abiding Sleep. It's a 2-star one. I forget which one it is. Oh, Slumbering. Okay. Anyway, good enough. There's only 4 Pokemon here, so there you go. Okay, do I really need an energy, dude? Really? Hey, yeah, I know about that. Thank you. It gave me 2 bonus biscuits. That's why I was telling you about that. Because I put in my data manually yesterday, like I said yesterday. So we'll just feed the air biscuit to someone else. I guess we'll just feed this why not here, and I don't really need it. I'll just feed it anyway and just get out of here. Well, I mean, I guess we could get it, but it just takes up storage space, so, do we have any great biscuits? I don't want to use the Master Biscuit. Let's just use the Great Biscuit, see what happens. I think I should give it 3 points, yep. And only give it 2, and then it befriends it. There we go. I'm such a fool, let's face it. Finish. Yep. This is the typical stuff there. Yep, that looks accurate to me. Next. It's gonna be a while before I even get to the rate 25. But then again, I only got like 132 experience, so there you go. But then again, 25 is gonna be a long way to go. There's Geodude. Level 8, Adamant, of course. What else? And here comes the other one, why not? Why not? Level 8, Modest, whatever. And they're both female, which is very interesting. Anyway, back to Pokemon Sleep now. Let's see if it gives me a reward stamp card. I don't think it will, though. Oh, nope, maybe it will. Alright, good enough for me. Alright, claim my sleep points here. Yep. Okay. Here we go. Now let me check what Sorox's favorite berries are. Lapa berry, Figgy berry, and Citrus berry. Okay, we need someone that needs a Citrus berry. That sounds interesting. I think why not? Gives you citrus berries, I think? Let me check. Let me just, go all the way down. He's all the way at the bottom. I know he is. Oh, he gives you a completely different berry. So, yeah, that's gonna be different. What about Geodude? What does he give you? Oh, he does give us citrus berry. Alright, we'll use him then. Alright, edit team. We'll, swap out, Squirtle for, Geodude. Yes, select. I guess that's good enough for now. We'll go back. I just need to get the citrus berries ready to go, and we'll go ahead and feed Snorlax now. I have a feeling the segment's gonna go over again. I just know it's going to, but not the end of the world. Oh yeah, I expanded the pot a little bit by using Dream Shards. This is gonna be delicious. This drink has 3071. So that's very interesting. It's level 12 now on the Bean Burger Curry. Okay, I guess I didn't hit finish this whole time. That's interesting. I think once I'm done being Snorlax, I'll just get out of this. Well, first we gotta wait for this to occur. Basic 5. It's interesting that it's already Wednesday, he's still in the basic category. That's very interesting. He's not even great. That's very sad. But whatever, let's just get out of that now. I believe for the last segment, I don't know what we're gonna do for the last segment. I think we're just gonna read news, maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Don't worry. We'll see what happens. Anyway, we'll just put our commercial in now. Just gotta hurry up and do it. I might have to make the music surprise guy, sadly. Like it or lump it. But there you go. I'll try to hurry up and do it as quickly as I can. 2000s, we'll just start with 2000 song, I guess. We'll start with, Every Time We Touch by, Cascada. And then after that, we'll play, we already played that, we'll play, Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding. That might work. Well, I managed to be barely in time, but there you go. Anyway, coming up is Cascada, Every Time We Touch, and Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do. Pretty oddball choice, but Roy don't have any choice. But anyway, for the last segment, I think it might be a hit and miss kind of thing. Anyway, coming up, next segment, I think might be news and weather. We'll see what happens. More of the Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding and Every Time We Touch by Cascada right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. There you go. Anyway, it is now time for our weather report. So here we go. We got pulled up. So there you go. Here's the latest report for Wednesday. Of course, I read this earlier this morning, but just in case if you missed it, here it is again. It has changed a little bit, at least the current conditions, that is. Right now it is 49 degrees outside with clear skies, wind south at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 79%, barometric pressure is 30.24 inches. Later today, it says it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 51, a low of 45, apparently. Tomorrow, on Thursday, it's going to be cloudy with a high of 59, a low of 48. And on Friday, it's going to be raining with a high of 49 and a low of 48. On Saturday, it's going to be raining with a high of 45 and a low of 42. On Saturday, that is. And on Sunday, it's going to be raining with a high of 49 and a low of 47 on Sunday. Anyway, that's the weather for you guys. I really need to get these sound effects turned off, but oh well. Anyway, let's go to the Reuters news and see what we can read from here. Oh man, they're talking about the same thing TMZ was, really? Let's talk about Tesla. Oh, this one's pretty long too. And I can't really share this because this is, I don't know why the, oh, there we go, okay. We have to read something pretty quick, see if this is, okay, maybe this is, I think we could read this, I know this is going to be a little bit conservatorial to read, but, I'm going to read it anyway. Harvey Weinstein is expected in New York court after the rape conviction has been overturned. Harvey Weinstein is due to appear in state court in Manhattan on Wednesday for the first time since New York's highest court threw out his 2020 rape conviction back last week. The hearing before Judge Curtis Farber will give prosecutors and Weinstein's lawyers a chance to address next steps for the former film mogul, which could include a new trial now. Harvey is looking forward to his day in a fair court, said Weinstein spokesperson Judah Engelmeyer. Weinstein, who is age 72, has been serving a 23-year sentence in a prison in upstate Rome, New York. He is currently at Valley View Hospital, where he was transferred following last week's order, according to Engelmeyer. Jurors in Manhattan convicted Weinstein in February 2020 of sexually assaulting former production assistant Miriam Haley back in 2006 and of raping aspiring actress Jessica Mann in 2013. They are among more than 80 women who have accused him of sexual misconduct. The conviction included charges of first-degree sexual assault and third-degree rape. Weinstein, who has denied having non-consensual sexual encounters with anyone, who was acquitted on other charges. The verdict was hailed as a milestone for the hashtag MeToo movement, which, by the way, I don't know if you've seen this show or not. It's called The Morning Show. It's on Apple TV Plus, by the way. I would suggest checking that show out, by the way. It heavily mentions the Me Too movement, by the way, in which women have accused hundreds of men in entertainment, media, politics, and other fields of sexual misconduct, with, of course, the morning show TV show on Apple TV Plus being one of them. Last week, the New York Court of Appeals found that Judge James Burke, who presided over the trial, made a critical mistake by allowing three women to testify about alleged sexual assaults by Weinstein that they were not part of the criminal charges against him. The court said this prior bad acts testimony violated his right to a fair trial. The Office of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has signaled its plans to retry Weinstein. "We will do everything in our power to retry this case and remain steadfast in our commitment to survivors of sexual assault," Emily Tittle, a spokesperson for Bragg, said in an email last week. The case was brought by Bragg's predecessor, Cyrus Vance. But regardless of whether he has retired or not, Weinstein is not likely to be released from jail anyway because he was also sentenced to 16 years following his separate rape trial in California, and the two sentences cannot be served concurrently. Burke is no longer on the bench, so any so any retrial would be before a different judge. Weinstein had co-founded the Miramax film studio, whose hit movies had included Shakespeare in Love and Pulp Fiction. His own eponymous film studio filed for bankruptcy back in March of 2018. The story was last updated at 12:42 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. There you go. Oh, come on, man. Really? Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, everyone. It likes to do that for some reason. Refresh, 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 refresh. Anyway, enough said. Let's just go ahead and call it quits here. Again, it's almost 10 o'clock, so this is pretty much it for us. So, there you go. Anyway, we're just going to put the commercial in now, guys. You know what it is. Commercials, commercials, commercials. What am I thinking? Alright, we'll put that one in. Sorry I have to hear so many sound effects during this episode. It's just how it is. That'll work. I don't know. I think we're gonna play "Bye Bye Bye" by NSYNC, and after that we'll play "Counting Stars" by One Republic to close out the show. How about that? Okay, where you at? There you are. Pretty sure that's 3 minutes. 1, 2. Yep, I think that's about right. We'll see what happens. But I still got like 2 minutes left at most. So there you go. Maybe 1.5, I don't know, we'll see. But anyway, Harvey Weinstein is not going to be very likely out of jail. In fact, he might as well just be sentenced to a life sentence at this point, considering that he's 72 years old. But then again, who knows? But anyway, like I said, that story was a little bit conservatorial to read, but you get the idea. Anyway, that's gonna do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I still got like a little bit left to talk with you guys. Again, Wednesday Night Trivia is on today at Wednesday Night Trivia, May 1st, 2024, at Two Wolves Tavern on Court Street here in Dallas. So if you want to check that out, I will be taping it, hopefully. We'll see what happens. I still haven't uploaded Wednesday Night Trivia for last week, so I'll probably do that later. Or maybe a double header. We'll see what happens. So I'll probably just do it. You know what I mean. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I don't know how many times I've said that, but oh well, it just is what is. But anyway, hopefully I'll see you tomorrow on Thursday, which will be May 2nd. And hopefully that new headset will come in the mail soon, and hopefully we'll have a better experience with it. Because really, I think this headset is just really not working out, guys. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. See you tomorrow on May 2nd, everyone. Goodbye, everyone.